Infinity Stone, and Chris Pratt just turns into Matthew McConaughey. Just like, he's like, oh shit, baby, I feel the power of Neptune's now, baby. Oh shit. Oh man, you know, I gotta see Jared Leto and Matthew McConaughey back in the same, man. You know what? Matthew McConaughey, Suicide Squad, get on that shit.
As I'm telling you, man, he should be Rick Flag.
He's gotta be some character in there that has a lot of screen time with Jared Leto, because I just want to see him slip. I'd like to see the bloopers and just see him slip and be like, what's up, my man, Jared? So, Oscar Award team right here. All right, Matthew, we rolling right now, okay? Let me get in the character real quick. Oh, that's a boomerang. You're not Captain Boomerang, Matthew. Oh, okay, who am I playing one of these silly-ass characters? But my man Jared right here, he got the major role, baby.
Oh, man. Dude, we gotta make that shit a skit, dude. The fucking... Infinity Stone.
That has to be. You gotta make that happen. And then you know what you do after that too? Yeah, at the end of the screen you put Civil War. Instead of Civil War, you just put Matthew.
That's new meme. That's new meme, just like three pictures of McConaughey. One says alright. Yeah. One says alright.
That motherfucker should have been Thanos. Hey, look here now. I'm trying to travel to the Uranus and Neptune's to collect these Infinity Stones, baby.
His ass turned around and got
I loved it. Now, look here, Ronan. Boy, I told you to collect that stone for me, baby. So, he has a nebula just come and sit on lap. Come on, sit on daddy's lap now, girl. Girl, you looking pretty today. So, I like that haircut, girl. So, all bald and everything. Okay, dad, you know, dad. He's like, don't call me dad now. It's daddy to you, girl. So. I can see him now trying to get Gamora back. It's just like, Gamora, baby, come on now. Come on, don't have this family feud right now, girl. We almost aligning the planets, girl. She's like, aligning planets? I thought we was collecting stones. No, no, no. We doing more than just collecting stones, girl. We aligning planets. We connecting. We making love, universe, Neptunes. She'd have been so confused. She'd be like, I guess I need to come back now. Okay. I thought you was looking for world domination. Girl, don't be silly now. World domination, no. No. So, that's why I'm trying to team up with these Guardians of the Galaxies and Avengers and all that. So we can collect these stones and we have peace, baby. Peace. I'm the good guy here, baby. So now get off my lap, Nebula. Your ass is flat, girl. Made my leg go numb. Shit.
You ain't been too bony for me.
See that nigga setting up his gold armor shit. Just like, shit, I'm looking good in this, girl. Oh, I'd love to see him get the gauntlet. Breaks in the Asgard and takes it and shit. Just like, now look here, Thor. Ain't gonna be no beef between me and you. You just let me take this party glove right here. So, put these little beautiful stones in here, and we can rule the galaxy together, baby. And Gamora's in. But I thought we wasn't gonna rule. Now, shut up, Gamora. Man, grown men talking right here, girl. See, that's your problem. See, that's why I didn't like you in the first place. See, that's why I banned you the first time, whatever. Because you always interrupting and shit. Two pretty, sexy, grown ass men is talking right about now. Panty dropping right now, yo, whatever. Why your panty ain't dropping? You my father. See, that's your problem too right there. You keep calling me your father, whatever. I adopted you, bitch. I adopted you. Adopted you to get that ass, and you ain't gave it up yet. Okay?
See, I bred you for a reason now, so yeah. I'm fucking this up.
I can see Matthew McConaughey giving the glove back to Thor. I'm like, okay, Valhalla got some pretty bitches up here. He's like, you know what? You can take these goddamn stones. You give me love. What's her name? Lady Sif? Oh, all right, all right, all right. She pulls a blade to his thumb. He's like, ooh, fastest. I like this or whatever. He's like, you know, I need to keep the time traveling stone or whatever. I need to go back and visit this Peggy Calder. That's how Agent L. Carter ends episode 8 or whatever. Matthew McConaughey's Thanos comes back in time or whatever. He's just like, hey, now look here, girl. everything's solved now. This show's about to end. You could either keep fighting the world and all these agents and all that, or you can come travel Neptunes with me, baby. So, you ever seen, most men always tell you, you ever seen a jet or a mansion or something like that? Have you ever seen the world, girl?
As he's rubbing that gauntlet.
Yeah, rubbing that shit. Focus, girl. Focus. What is that in your hand? Oh, this little thing? Oh, don't worry about that. You know, this is my jewelry. This is my gold, girl. Matthew McConaughey, first James Bond. First American James Bond. You know what? Motherfucker ain't British. I would take him over Idris Elba any day.
Oh, hell yeah.
Any day. Because that nigga is 20 times smoother. I can see him talk his way. Like, that scene in Skyfall when Javier Bardem had Bond tied up. Motherfucker Matthew McConaughey would have went along with that shit and talked him out of getting untied and shit, whatever. He's just been like, now look here. You're going to be rubbing legs now, whatever. You need to go full in now, baby. Shit. Don't tease it. Please it. You know what I'm
saying? I see it like the Casino Royale. The Bond's getting his balls hit.
Daniel Craig is like, oh, a little to the left, but Matthew McConaughey, a little to the left right there, baby.
Nah, I gotta hit them balls, I'm gonna hit them right, goddamn.
He's like, I done fucked about 3 holes up in space when I was Thanos, baby. You don't think I can handle a little whip to the balls, girl? Come on now.
Balls in the Neptune, goddamn, they full of destiny, so you better
test the game. Shit, I got the balls of destiny, girl. That's why they didn't make me Thanos. My balls was an Infinity Stone. That nigga be Mr. Fantastic. He be fucking operating on his own balls and shit. Just like, damn. I'll be damned now. Shit, look at this right here, girl. Shit. Invisible Woman comes. Miss Reed, what are you doing or whatever? Shit. She's like, girl, did you know that my balls can take you to the negative zone? Look at this shit right here, girl. Shit, damn. Shit. I think I see Ant-Man in there. Oh, wait, that ain't him. That's Jane. Hey, Wasp. Matthew McConaughey needs to be every superhero that hasn't been made right yet.
Every single one.
That deals with space, Matthew McConaughey, that's your pick. Every time someone asks us now, movie spoilers, hey, who do you want to see as this space, Nova, Green Lantern, or something like that, I'm going to be like, Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah,
I'm going to say it with a serious answer, too. Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. Nobody can question that.
Yeah. Would you not rather see him as Green Lantern than Tyrese? I mean, come on, like, well,
yeah,
I mean, that's not even a fucking comparison. Yeah. Imagine that nigga would have been Superman. Matthew McConaughey.
That nigga would believe Superman looking up in the sky all that time.
Now, if you had Matthew McConaughey as Man of Steel himself, I'd have believed him looking in the sky and living like, damn, I could fly now. So, Neptune's here I come, baby. That nigga would have found Oa. That nigga would have landed on their planet in here and been like, damn, where's some of that Martian pussy at? Oh, people, put this in your head. Him fighting Zod.
Oh, God.
What was that chick name that Zod had on his side?
Theora.
Theora, yeah. There would have been no battle. Matthew McConaughey would have ended that shit.
That would have been it, yeah.
He just smooth talked that space panties off. He'd have been like, hey, girl, now I know you done traveled the world more than I have. Take me to Neptune's, though, girl, and I'm going to show you the light. She's going to be like, have you ever even been to Neptune's? Girl, I'm in Neptune's every day. So, and I ain't even got the flight of power right here.
talking about for real, baby.
No. She's like, none of this, he would have been throwing a sign, none of this right here, nah. I don't do that, girl. Matthew McConaughey should have replaced Mark Wahlberg in Transformers 4. I'd have loved to see when Optimus rebuild himself when they were driving on the road. Hey, look here, creators. I'm coming for you. Hey, that ending would have made more sense.
Yeah. You know when he killed that dude? Said with honor, I don't believe that.
With honor, all right. My man Jared told me that, baby.
That motherfucker optimist. If he was Mark Wahlberg, if he would rebuild himself, he'd have been like, well, damn, nigga, how come you didn't do that earlier, baby? Shit. Have me out here working in the field now, girl. Shit, all right, then. That nigga would have been hitting on his own daughter and be like, you remember when they gave Mark Wahlberg glasses and shit? That motherfucker would have been putting them glasses down there. Look here, daughter. Now, you know you ain't my daughter in real life. Now, this is just screen time, girl.
Breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah. Deadpool, Matthew McConaughey. There you go. If you make the rated X mature version of Deadpool, yeah, get Matt McGonagall. That motherfucker be fucking every bitch in sight. Like, not only do I got superpowers, baby girl, but my dick has it too.
Oh, yeah. The whole movie would just be him selling it on a kind of chair.
Make that happen, people. I want to see that. You know what I want to see? I want to see an HBO special, an hour special, just Matt McGonagall in a room, in a chair, just talking.
Thank you.
Just talking.
And not the actor studio shit. Just
talking. Because if that Oscar speech would have went on any longer, if they would have just allowed him to go long, I bet he would have just kept going.
He would have been there for at least 2 hours.
Yeah. He'd have felt that. Why isn't he the host of the fucking Oscars? Seriously. It's like,
they want to get anything done.
That's right. Now, I want y'all to know now. Now, normally, whenever we get other hosts up in here, they like to close that bar. I want y'all to know, that bar is open tonight, baby. All hands off deck, girl. He's just like,
no awards be presented.
He's like, I want to thank my movie career. But he's like, this ain't got shit to do, Matthew McConaughey. He's just like, I want to thank my boy Nolan. So he sent me to space. And Hathaway, you was there with me, girl. I see you smiling in the audience right there, girl. You was married in that movie. You ain't married right here now, girl. She's like, my husband's sitting right here. Just like, she says that a lot. My husband's sitting right here. And he just looks at her and goes, all right, all right, all right. He's just oblivious to every man.
He's married himself. He's like, man, what the fuck
are
you talking about?
He's like, my fine ass wife right there. You stand up, girl. Show him your curves and everything. Stand right there. Look at that. All right. All right. All right. Jared, be a gentleman. Bring her up here. Bring her fine ass up. Okay. And look at this right here. Oh, my Lord. Mm. Yes, people at home, I go home to this every night. So, Leonardo DiCaprio, you ain't got nothing on me and Wolf of Wall Street, baby. Oh, Rob O'Margi, that Will Smith, I hear that movie's coming out or whatever. Everybody knows.
That's right.
Everybody knows that should have been me. Who else would have tantalized a woman of such great beauty like that than me? Your boy, Matthew McConaughey. All right, all right, all right. It's been 40 minutes now. It's just like, damn, we ever going to get to a nominee right now?
Everybody's always getting restless and shit.
Everybody always looking uncomfortable and shit like that. Just like, okay. So no wonder they never get like none of these dudes to fucking host the Oscars and shit. I'm like, why don't you get some of the sexiest motherfuckers, most charismatic motherfuckers to host the Oscars and shit?
Don't get George Clooney up there either.
Oh, shit. Panty dropper of the Oscars. There you go. Shit. You get George Clooney, Denzel, Robert Downey Jr., fucking Matthew McConaughey to host the fucking... That's done deal.
Yeah, that's it.
Panties is getting wet. Yeah, there go your 50 Shades of Grey. That's your 50 Shades of Grey. That's your 50 fucking Shades of Grey. They will talk the fucking panties off in that damn thing.
God, I would never pay my so much attention to Oscar Shuttle. I'm like that one, man. That'd
be the first time you'd be like, damn, fuck the nominees or whatever shit. Let these niggas keep talking. I want to see who they're going to embarrass now. Shit.
Yeah, them talk. Goddamn.
Motherfuckers would be talking. Why would you put this picture in? I can't get over this picture in my head. I'm trying to Photoshop this right now. Matthew McConaughey on Green Lantern. I'd love to see it. I'm just saying, man. You talking about, look here, bright as day, black as night. No ass gonna escape my sight, baby. Oh, what's the line? Oh, okay. So I'm coming back too then. Okay. Oh, man. Oh, goddamn.
Goddamn.
Cody, I ain't gonna lie. I pressed the record button. We've been...
I know. I figured you were.
That shit was too gold to pass up, man. We people,
extra special
bonus,
right?
We was having a good time talking about the roles Matthew McConaughey could have and shit as superheroes, like space superheroes, though, because this motherfucker just wants to go to Neptune so goddamn bad. You know, right now, he claimed Interstellar is my favorite movie of all time because that was the first time a director took the chance of taking me to space. That nigga, you put that nigga in gravity, that nigga would have found a planet.
Yeah, he would
have. He wouldn't have been in space screaming. He'd have been looking around like, he did the same look on his face when he fell through that bookcase in Interstellar. Just like, damn, shit. I'd love to see his resume. You think he puts that on there just like, I found an alternate dimension, baby. Oh, you know, I gotta look at it. Is he hosting any, is he giving a nomination away? Because he got to give a speech now, because I want to hear his speech after Interstellar. It's just like, I done played many roles in my lifetime. I want to see him give the Lifetime Achievement Award away.
Oh, please. Yeah, gotta make that happen.
A motherfucker will talk about his life. I done played many roles in my life. But my most famous role you might have known me from previously is I Found Another Dimension, baby. whatever, and he just says a movie coming out 2016, baby, and he just walks away, and just like
he is presenting an award this year.
Oh yes, yes, best highlight of the show.
What was it? Terrence Howard's doing what?
You know, I had looked up some of the ones who was giving us. I was just like, they just didn't give a fuck this year, huh?
No, because they got
Idris Elba. They got Jack Black, Idris Elba. I'm just like, they just didn't give a fuck this year, huh? They seriously just didn't give a fuck, huh? Just like, whatever. I don't think nobody give a fuck this year. So he's like, you get anybody shit. Hey, and you know what? The rule is, Kate Blanchett has to go after Matthew McConaughey, too.
Oh, yeah.
I love that shit. They cut that music on her and shit. And like, she's like, oh, fuck you. Hey, yeah. Matt McConaughey was up here for an hour talking about Neptunes and some shit.
Put them in the movie together.
They should have put the camera on Matthew McConaughey when she said that. I wanted to see his face reaction. That shit just like, he probably been smiling. He's like, you damn right I did.
Yeah, really dig it. Yeah, that's like Al Gore presented something. Really? Okay.
Oh, okay. They didn't give a fuck this year.
They really didn't.
No, they did not.
Dakota Johnson.
All right. Okay, okay. All right. Oh, 50 Shades of Grey, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Didn't last year Kristen Stewart announce one, too?
This, I don't remember. She probably did.
It was with, they teamed her up with Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, yeah, that was horrible. Why they thought that was a good idea.
Like, that was the most fucked up insulting thing. I was just like, oh, wow. That's how the Academy sees it. It's just like, oh, he was in a young, a young adult book, whatever. She was, too. It don't matter about the quality. They both were the same genre. Just put them together, you know? Yeah. It's like, damn, I'll never see this fucking day. This bitch and this dude on stage. I'm like, ain't this a bitch?
One has talent. One doesn't. Let's do it. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was just like, yeah, that pretty much just summed up how the Academy looks at these motherfuckers now. It's like, yeah, they were in some silly teen shit. There you go, then. All right.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Makes perfect sense. Academy, yeah.
Matthew McConaughey comes out. Matter of fact, he's the Kanye of the movie world. Kanye, he does his shit in the music, whatever. Matthew McConaughey is the shit of them. He should interrupt every fucking speech.
Oh, my God. I would love that.
I'd kill for that shit.
I'd be okay with that.
Give that nigga front row every year just so he can do that shit. Problem with that shit is the stage is too long. By the time they get up, they'd be trying to rush off the stage and shit. Cate Blanchett and Cate Bathlin. You know what? Cate Blanchett was in The Hobbit. They should have put Matthew McConaughey in there with him. He should have been Hugo. He should have been Hugo Weave's character. He'd have been like, m'lady. I think them goddamn goblins are coming back, girl.
Yeah, he would have made more sense out of that beginning sequence in that last movie.
Yeah. I loved it. He'd have been the Elf King. He'd have been like, that's how you know, girl. That's the best kind of love. So, now grab my hand. Let's move on now. Sure, he dead already. You want to cry over some dead body or you want to get some live on right here? Sure. I know the best place where they got the best Texas barbecue you'll find around here now.
What the fuck you talking about?
Texas, what? I mean, what place is it? Middle Earth barbecue you can find. Matthew McConaughey in the sequel to W. He George Bush. There you go.
Oh, my God.
As a matter of fact, you know what? Put Matthew McConaughey in blackface and call it the Obama movie. I'd pay to see that fucking movie. You know what? That'd be one time I'd be like, I believe it. No, nope, there you go. That brother is Obama. McConaughey for president. Everybody have a piece of ass on their doorstep. Everybody would have ass on their doorstep by the stroke of noon by the time I'm president. All right, all right, all right. Thank you so much. With everybody else talking about taxes and shit, this motherfucker going there. I will make sure that there's a spaceship in everybody's backyard so we can all travel to Neptune's.
Yes.
By the end of the year.
Oh, man, he would have
gone
to SEAL Team 6 himself.
he'd have found Osama himself.
He'd been the one that made the kill shot.
He'd have talked him out of the cave. Now, I know you don't want to do this, Osama. First of all, you need to change that name. You ain't never going to get no ass with that name now. But
if he went away, nobody would have died.
No. He sent Matthew McConaughey on every fucking...
It would have been a clean capture.
Oh, South Park, you got to do that again.
Oh, my God.
That was the best Matthew McConaughey skit I've ever saw, when South Park did it when he was driving the Lincoln. Was just randomly talking. You know, when I sometimes drive my car, I don't really drive too fast. She was like, what? I like at the end of that episode when he got sucked into that vortex shit, he was still talking to him. Just like, when I sometimes get sucked into a vortex, I make sure I land on my feet. It's like, what? All right, people, I'm in.
Goddamn hour of Matthew McConaughey.
The new podcast, Matthew McConaughey Hour. I bet he'd join us, too.
He would.
Y'all fucking my roles up here. Let me show you how it's really done now. Let me show you. All right, all right, all right.